In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, the Church is celebrating the New Year. It is by the old calendar, the 1st of September, by the new, the 14th. We just finished the Malevin, special Malevin, thanking God for the past year for giving us everything that we had and keeping us out of big trouble. We are also asked in this Malevin that we would be continue to receive the blessings from the Lord through His bestowing upon us and rains in this due season and the sun and everything else of the worldly thing. But we're also mainly concerned about that the Lord will destroy all the heresies and all the schisms that are being attacked all the time, the Church. We pray very much for that unity, that the Church will be standing strong and that the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. It is a very troubling time that we live in, this time of apostasy, where the true faith is very little to be found any place in the world. The monasteries are dwindling, the true churches are being left more and more without true faithful people, because the real Church is in our hearts, and we must make the temple of our heart a temple in our heart of the Lord. This is what the Lord wants. He says, "Son, give me, or daughter, give me your heart." This is what we have to want to give. That to us the greatest love has to be to the Lord. We must love the Lord with all our mind and heart and the might and the soul, and we must love our neighbor as a proof of the Lord's of the love towards the Lord. In today's Gospel we hear that the Lord came into His home place, and He went as a customary was on Saturday to the synagogue, and He was given the book of Isaiah. He opened it up, and that's a place especially where it says, "Today the summer of the Lord has come." And then He explains that He is actually the Lord that came, the light that came to, as Isaiah has written, to destroy all the bad things, to make the blind to be seeing again, and those who are weeping to have the comfort and to get the hope of an eternal life, because He is the eternal life. He came to renew mankind, and this is what our most concern must be. It's always the concern is about our salvation. This must come first, my beloved. Let us try to strive over this coming year more and more to release ourselves from the bondage of the enemy, and free ourselves and from all the passions and all the ones that are warring against the love of the Lord. Let us fight much harder than we fought last year. Let's make sure that our heart comes to a point that we recognize that we are the greatest sinners and that we have no right to judge anybody. If we can do this, if we can this year can free ourselves from judging anybody, we will make a great headway towards the kingdom of heaven. For we can remember the words of the Lord, who said that, "Judge not and thou shalt not be judged." I know it's not easy, but if you notice and find some reason to judge whether your neighbor, your loved ones, or whether in the church or which you belong to, instead of judging, resort to fervent prayer that the Lord will forgive them and bring them to the knowledge of truth, and to correct those things that are giving you a cause to be judging them for. And if you pray as if you are the one that is committing these sins or these wrongdoings, and as you would pray for your own salvation, thus you pray also for your neighbor's salvation, and pray also for your hierarchy. Pray for your priests, pray for your bishops, that the Lord will enlighten them and give them the Holy Spirit and through which they will properly guide us into the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, the main thing in our heart is to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is peace, long-suffering, love, and which is freedom from the enemy, from the enemy's grabbing our heart. Because the biggest problem is that we have is that we still don't recognize, because a filthy scum attacks us like a lightning and it grabs our heart, and then we start doing his bidding. And we must remember what St. John Chrysostom said, that even though the enemy is like a lightning, Jesus Christ is faster than the lightning. And we have to keep on crying out to him so that he will continue to keep us free from the enemy, so that we'll be able to glorify him, not only here in this life, but in eternal life. Amen. Blessed be the God. Blessed are our God, both now and ever, into ages of ages.